There are 5 new cases of COVID-19 in New Brunswick. 3 of the new cases are in Zone 2, or the St. John region. The cases are in 2 people under the age of 19 and 1 person between the ages of 30 and 39. 2 of the new cases are in Zone 1, or the Moncton region. Those cases are 2 people between the ages of 20 and 29. During the press conference on November 24th, Dr. Russell announced that there are 6 new cases, which included an additional person in Zone 2, between ages 20 to 29. That information has since been corrected via a provincial news release, and the correct number of cases is 5. There are currently 93 active cases of COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer of New Brunswick, Dr. Jennifer Russell, says the province is anticipating more confirmed cases in the coming weeks.
We actually have a record number of people self-isolating across the province right now, and therefore the risk of further confirmed cases is very high.
People under 30 are making up the majority of COVID-19 cases in New Brunswick. Dr. Russell says that, quote, since the pandemic began in March, people under the age of 30 have comprised only 29.4% of all confirmed COVID-19 cases, but currently they make up more than half of New Brunswick's active caseload, unquote. 53 of the 94 active cases of COVID-19, or 56.3%, are under the age of 30. Dr. Russell warns those under 30 that COVID-19 is dangerous to everyone, not just older people or those with pre-existing conditions.
Young people and families and young families can help stem the spread of COVID-19 infections by wearing a mask when in public, avoiding large gatherings, and reducing your close contacts, meaning the people that you spend time with, without wearing a mask. You can break the chain of infections now spreading in our province and help return all regions of New Brunswick into the yellow phase of recovery.
Dr. Russell apologizes for the confusion around the single household bubble rule. She says the intent has always been for no one to ever have to be isolated alone, and acknowledges that the rules have not been clear for single people.
Intent. Your single household bubble can be extended to a caregiver, an immediate family member who requires support, including mental, social, and emotional support. If you live alone and need mental health or other care support, a caregiver can be a formal or informal caregiver, such as a close friend or neighbor. It is only the same single household permitted to go to restaurants and other venues, including church, together.
Dr. Russell also reminds New Brunswickers that mental health resources are available and recommends anyone looking for said resources to call 211 for direction. Dr. Russell emphasizes reducing close contacts and indoor gatherings as a method of slowing the spread of COVID-19. She recommends rehearsing a line for turning down such gatherings.
I have a friend who has a really good line when she's asked to do something that she's not comfortable doing or can't do for whatever reason. She just says, that doesn't work for me. So have a rehearsed line where if you're uncomfortable and you really don't want to participate in a gathering, or you've changed your mind about hosting a gathering, be comfortable in stating that you can't or you won't in a very practical way.
CHMA News is reaching out to local councillors to discuss setting boundaries during COVID-19, so stay tuned. Dr. Russell clarifies that while there appears to be multiple unlinked chains of transmission in Zone 1, these cases are not yet considered to be community transmission. The reason is based on lessons learned from the October outbreak in Zone 5.
So in the Zone 5 outbreak that included Dalhousie, Camelton, and Balmoral, there were about 5 unlinked chains of transmission at one point, but by the end of the outbreak, we were actually able to link them all. It just took a really long time to re-interview people and find those links. But at the time, because we didn't have those links, we were assuming that there was community transmission at that point. Thankfully, we were able to get that outbreak under control and succeed, and that was a great success. But now in the St. John zone, which is Zone 2, there are no unlinked chains of transmission. Every single case in St. John is linked. In Zone 1, in the Moncton zone, there are a couple of unlinked chains. I actually don't know how many cases are involved in each of the clusters. But again, contact tracing and interviewing is still ongoing, so that's why we haven't declared community transmission.
On the New Brunswick COVID-19 dashboard, there are now 20 cases listed as under investigation. There is a backlog of COVID-19 tests that need to be processed, says Dr. Russell. This is in part due to certain tests being prioritized over others.
We do have a priority system when we do testing. So when zones go to orange, it changes how many pre-op tests we do, and they have to be prioritized. And anybody that public health refers for testing, they have to be prioritized. And so in terms of the priority cases, those ones are actually getting done.
Dr. Russell says a second assessment center is being set up in St. John, which should be operational on November 25th. Another assessment center on Ropewalk Road in St. John is being set up to function with additional capacity to address the backlog. New Brunswickers returning home from the Halifax area are required to self-monitor for symptoms for 14 days upon arrival.
For the first 14 days, please get tested if you have symptoms. And you have to behave as if you have come from an orange zone in New Brunswick.
The following locations in Zone 1 are identified as public exposure locations of COVID-19. R.D. McLean Company Limited on November 16th, 17th, and 18th between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 200 St. George Street in Moncton. Good Life Fitness on November 21st between 1 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. at 555 Dieppe Boulevard in Dieppe. Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development Dominique Carty says there has not been a case of student-to-student transmission of COVID-19 in a school as of today. He discourages parents from holding private holiday social gatherings as school-sanctioned events are canceled.
When I get emails from people saying that because the school Christmas social was canceled, that parents are taking it upon themselves to organize those socials outside of school, you are sending your children a dangerous message and possibly risking them becoming the vectors for a deadly disease. We have got to take this virus seriously. If we continue to take it seriously, our hospitals can stay open. Our schools can stay open.
Carty says the goal is to keep our schools open as much as we possibly can, based on the triggers that were established. Seven New Brunswick schools in Zones 2 and 3 have been impacted by the recent COVID-19 outbreaks. Some classes from schools in Zones 2 and 3 will be attending class online in the coming week or two, says Carty. He reminds parents that remote IT help is available by calling the Bell Call Center at 1-833-453-1140. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.